Blog Talk Radio.
To go right straight into our program and episode tonight. We have great things for all of you today. And we would like to say hey to our co-host, Minister D. What's up?
Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody, everybody. I hope all y'all spent some time on the altar today repenting from all that ribs and barbecue and hamburgers and chicken y'all done ate on the 4th of July.
Okay, all the fireworks, you know, threw all on top of people's houses, in their doors, on their cars. Woo, a lot of repenting going on today, huh?
I ain't even getting into all that part. You know, when it comes down to deliverance, you know, you got to deal with one thing at a time. But deal with the food right now.
Repent. We're going to repent for it all.
One then lay it all on the altar. Lay it all down. Lord, I'm sorry for throwing fireworks on little folk car. I'm sorry for all the ribs and barbecue out of there. I'm sorry about all that peach cobbler. I'm sorry about all that Coca-Cola. Lord, help me.
That's you, sorry. I ain't sorry. I ain't sorry about that peach cobbler. I don't know about you. I'm not sorry.
So look, still got another pan in the
refrigerator. I'm sorry about that. I'm not sorry about that.
Well, pray for my
deliverance. You say,
Pray for my deliverance.
Pray for your. All right, that's what we're going to do. We're going to pray right now. Right now. And as for God, his way is perfect, and you know this. The word of the Lord is tested and tried, and he is a shield to all of those who take refuge and put his trust in him. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation, Lord, of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our firm and impenetrable rock and our redeemer. Your word has revived us and given us life, Father. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. Your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. The sum of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous decrees endures forever. We will worship toward your holy temple and praise your name for your loving kindness and for your truth and faithfulness. For you have exalted above all else your name and your word, and you have magnified your word above all your name. Let our prayers be set forth as incense before you and lifting up of our hands as an evening sacrifice, Father, and set a guard, O Lord, before our mouths and keep watch over the door of our lips. Our mouths shall be filled with your praise and with your honor all day long. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Amen. We got some good stuff for you all today.
We
have a wonderful
man
of God. A wonderful man of God. It's going to be in the studio. You know, that's how I say studio. Studio. For all of y'all that listen to me on regular, studio. You know, that's how it goes.
Ebonically speaking.
Right now, you know what? Before I bring him in, you know, I've been feeling a shifting that's getting ready to take place right now.
What's shifting?
I'm telling you, it's a shifting. I'm telling you, the wealth of the wicked is getting ready, right as we speak, to be snatched. out of the hands of the unrighteous for the kingdom's sake. It's getting ready. This is finna go down now. I'm telling you, it's finna go down. Remember what I said today now. Wicked is being snatched out of their hands. I'm telling you. Anyway, back to, I just had to throw that in there. Back to what we're saying right now. We have a pastor that has written a wonderful book. I'm telling you, I was reading it, and I'm telling you, tears just rolling down. I'm saying, Lord, let me hurry and get to the end, or I ain't going to make it. And the name of the book is Lemons to Lemonade.
He's going to explain how to make lemonade.
He's going to explain really how you really make some lemonade from a bitter experience.
My favorite is mango lemonade. He's going to teach us how to make mango lemonade.
Anyway, no mango. This is lemon. Now, you can't put me. Look, lemons to lemonade. You know, some people just can't get you that. That's why he's coming on. He's going to explain it. But let me give you a little bit about background on him.
Okay,
about. Some people just can't get it right off the bat, but that's why he's here to explain. God placed this anointing on him for him to get this into our hearts, okay? Overcoming your past and winning in the now. This long-anticipated book from Pastor Chris Walker is the life message of him, and he's the founding pastor of the Cathedral of Power International Church. In a captivating yet personal style, he has written a book in 12 easy-to-read chapters, filled with the life quotes from some of the greatest minds from all around the world. This inspirational, encouraging book is filled with true stories of people from all walks of life who have had to make tough decisions and navigate through difficult situations. These stories show how faith in God can inspire, encourage, heal, and give hope. Pastor Walker encourages and enables readers to see how God can take all of their bad and turn it into their good. Now, I done read some of the book. I'm telling you. Boy, it's good. I'm telling you, I was really crying. But just to give you a little bit about Pastor Walker himself, he is also known as a powerful and dynamic vocal. He has a vocal ability as a worship leader.
He can sing. He preached right.
Usher in the presence of God with boldness and fervor. His preaching is humorous, direct, personal, and cuts to the core of real issues. He has an anointing to bring healing to the soul and encourage you to reach your destiny. Pastor Chris has ministered across the country as well as abroad in South Korea and the Bahamas. His vocal gift has given him a platform on Christian radio and television networks. And we shall bring to the forefront none other right now than Pastor Chris Walker. How you doing, Pastor Chris?
I'm blessed in the Lord and highly favored. How are you?
Oh, we're glad to hear from you. I'm telling you, because we got some people out here that really want to know how to make that lemonade.
I want to know. What's the difference between your lemonade and mine? I just need to know. Help me here.
I tell you, I don't know. I haven't heard your story, so your lemonade might be stronger than mine. I don't know.
Okay, see? There you go.
God is so good, and I want to say to all of those who are listening that perhaps you're out there and you're wondering, God, why am I going through this? Why am I experiencing this drama, this circumstance at this point in my life? I too asked that question 18 years ago when I was homeless, and my first wife, she walked off and left me. I was 22 years old. Walked up and left me with a 2 and 3 year old child, children. And I basically lost my mind. I mean, I got depressed, and within 3 months, my car was repossessed because I was not paying any bills and didn't even realize it. My life got shut off. I lost $10,000 in a business deal, and the apartment complex was putting all those different colors of papers on your door that said you got to move in 21 days, 7 days, you got to get out tomorrow.
Been there.
And so I was saying to myself, God, why am I going through this? And at first I was mad at God, like some of us would do, because I felt like, God, I've been serving you. I've been in the church, and I don't understand why this is happening. Well, we have to understand something. Everything we go through, we may not understand why we're going through it now, but it's not about the now. It's about the later. God has ordained for all of us to reach somebody or some people in our life. There is somebody assigned to you right now. There's a group of people assigned for you to touch. You know, I always say, I like to mention, there was a woman whose son died and was killed by a drunk driver. Well, instead of her waddling in her sour, bitter, lemon moment in her life, she decided to start an organization called MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving. Now, mothers across the world, around the nation, are being healed, and they're able to deal with their pain because why? She took a bad situation and made it good. Scripture declares that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. Well, somebody may say, well, Pastor, does a divorce work for the good? Yes. Does a man walking off and leaving you with children work for your good? Yes. Because, you know, sometimes you got to lose to win again. The song that Fantasia wrote, she said, sometimes you got to win to lose to win again. Sometimes you got to lose a Playboy to get a husband. Sometimes you got to lose a job to get a calling. Sometimes you got to you got to lose friends to get covenant relationship. So sometimes, and like Job, even if sometimes in your losing, you win again. And so we have to make sure that we are willing to go through the process to get to the lemonade, because there is lemonade at the end of your sour season.
Yes,
Where's my keyboard at? Where's my keyboard at? Somebody
find it. And I talk about in the book, there are steps. And I like the question that you asked, you know, what's the difference between your lemonade and my lemonade? Well, process. You know, I don't know about y'all, but I grew up in the hood, and my mama used to buy this drink called lemon drink. It was not lemonade. It was lemon drink. And if you read the ingredients, it says 1% fruit juice, and the rest of it is sugar and water. So it has the form of lemonade, but what it's denying is the process. So if you want to have real lemonade, you've got to be willing to go through the process. Well, what is the process? Well, first of all, you got to have lemons. You got to have problems.
That's the first thing.
You got to go through issues. You know, your problems is what you, that's the main ingredient you need for your lemonade is the lemon. So don't despise what you're going through. Just say, God, show me where this is going. Number two, the most important step, you got to be willing to be cut. David said it was good that I was afflicted, that
don't
I might know
me.
Your way. It was good they talked about you because you were. It was good that them people walked off and left you and bumped you out of their association. It was good that you was cut, lied on, because if you had not known, if they had not done that, if you had not went through being cut, you would not have turned to dog.
Come on,
a diamond. We love diamonds. Diamonds, we cannot appreciate a diamond's brilliance until it has been cut. And so God has called all of us to shine in the midst of adversity, but until you are willing to be cut, nobody can see your brilliance. Come on. Number three, you got to be squeezed, because what's on the inside of you has to come out. God
has
to squeeze out doubt. He's got to squeeze out past relationships. He's got to squeeze out every negative thing that have blocked you from getting to the place that he has ordained for you to get to. Then I talk about the sugar. The sugar is the word of God. The water is the word of God. And the thing I like about water is this. God said, I am the living water, and I come that you might have life. Well, when God gets in your situation, I don't care if you've got issues, you've been cut and squeezed, when God gets in, he transforms everything that's been cut. He transforms everything that's been squeezed, because the water is what is used to bring the lemonade to life.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now.
Without the water, you don't have lemonade. And so when the water gets in there, and you got to stir that thing up. And once you stir it up, you can no longer separate the sugar from the lemon and the water. The water solidifies the whole process. That's why you need God. That's why God's tugging at your heart and saying, you need me in your life. He had to allow certain things to happen to bring you to himself.
Yes.
Oh,
and the
last step
in the process is the presentation. After you've been cut, squeezed, you've added the sugar, which is the word of God, you've added the water, which is God himself, you stirred up the gift on the inside of you. Well, all that you went through, if you was willing to go through the process, it was for this last step. That's the presentation. Now, when somebody sits in front of your table of testimony, and they say, I've been molested, I've been through a divorce, I've lost my child, my husband walked up and left me, you can slide your glass of lemonade and refresh their life knowing that you've already been through what they're going through.
Come on.
So you may not understand why you're going through it now, but it's for the people that he has assigned you to. So this is why this book is going all over. We're getting so many interviews because why? All of us got a story. I don't care if you're black, white, saved, not saved, Asian, you know. You can be a Muslim if you want to be. Everybody got limits.
Everybody got limits.
But the question is, what you going to do with the limits that you have? Are you just going to let the devil put in your face your basket of lemons every week? Or are you going to do something with them lemons and turn it into something where you got a testimony?
Oh, winning in the now.
Well, Reverend, I'm going to tell you, I like your lemonade better. I like your lemonade better.
Well, I tell you, it hasn't always been sweet. I'm telling you, I went through years of didn't even know God. You know, I wanted to kill myself. I was depressed. I remember lying to my children. They would ask me, Dad, how come we don't have lights? And I would tell them, well, God want to save on the electricity bill. I had to tell them something. And I remember standing at that same time that I was in that abandoned home. I didn't know that 18 years later God would send me to the very city that I'm in right now. Actually, 10 years later from the homelessness, God sent me to the city I'm in now. We just celebrated 10 years of ministry. And I didn't know that. But see, I'm ministering to the homeless every week right now because I understand how they feel because I've been there. Had I not did that, maybe I would not be ministering to them because I would not feel their pain. I remember when God called me to do jail ministry, and I told God I wasn't going to do jail ministry. I was like Jonah. I'm not doing no jail ministry. I ain't got time for that. And
Amen.
I remember at one point in my life, I had got so many tickets trying to get to work and trying to get my boys to a babysitter that I got pulled over one day and got 6 or 7 tickets that I could not pay. And because I did not pay them and I kept driving, I was deemed a habitual traffic offender and was thrown in jail for 4 months. Now, watch this. I'm in jail, and I'm mad at God. Because I just knew when I stood before the judge, God got my back. Because I'm saved. I'm a worship leader in church. Surely God knows I wasn't just driving just to be going somewhere. I'm trying to go to work and take care of my kids, you know, and try to have a life here. But when I got to jail, God had already assigned a fish, a whale, at the jail. That fish was a chaplain who called me to his office. And he said, He said, Walker, do you know why you're here? I said, yeah, I got caught. That's why I'm here. And he said, no. He said, God has been trying to get you to minister to those that are in jail. He said, but you've been so busy being you, so busy doing the right thing that you was not doing the God thing. He said, God has put you in here so that he can use you. And I remember one day that chaplain, he took me out of the general population and he put me in a Christian dorm. and I was so happy because I said, well, Lord, praise God, I'll be able to hear some preachers. But would you know that because I was known in the city and I was on radio and all of that, God kept sending speakers that knew who I was. So every time they would come, I would stay in my bunk so they wouldn't see me because I didn't want nobody to know I was locked up. Well, one day, they didn't have any speaker that came that was going to come and speak. He was so clear with me, he sent the CO. The CO would say, he said, Walker, come to my desk. And I walked over there, and he said, do you know why you're here? No, he said, I said, yeah, I got called. They moved me over here. He said, well, he said, you know the speaker's not coming tonight. I said, okay, I understand that. He said, well, you know, that means you need to speak tonight.
You got to
Now, watch this. The CO just asked the inmate to speak in place of the preacher that was supposed to come and speak to us. And I told him, I said, no, I can't do that. I got the same outfit everybody else got on. Nobody's going to hear me. He said, Walker, you need to stop running. God has called you, and you are supposed to speak tonight at this service. Long story short, I spoke that night, and over 60 men came to the Lord. And that CEO said, see, you've been running from this, and God has called and ordained you. So I said that to say this. I'm being very transparent. I said that because now I minister to men that are locked up in county and federal prisons. I understand their pain. I understand how they feel when they don't get a letter. They don't get a phone call. They don't understand, you know, they want to be with their family and their children, but they can't because of something they did. I'm here to tell you I have been through everything, and when God sends people to my church, I'm able to minister to them because I have been through the lemons that they experienced.
Wow, you had a Jonah.
This ain't about
us.
Yes, sir. It's not about us. It's always about if we're willing to go through the process. Again, go back to that lemon drink. Now, you can get the quickie, but it don't taste the same. The journey ain't the same.
It don't taste.
The destination ain't the same. And the blessing ain't the same. So embrace, just say, God, whatever I'm going through, you got to be like Job. I don't understand this. Job was faithful. He sold for his children. He took care of his wife, his friends. He didn't do nothing wrong. The Bible said he was an upright man. And all of a sudden he got hit with all these lemons. A kid died. Wife turned her back on him. Friends turned their back on him. Job had to say,
right.
No, he's blaming me. I don't understand these lemons, but I'm going to trust you through the process. And of course, through his process, at first he started cursing the day he died, but then something snapped and he realized that if I just go through this process, I'm going to get the lemonade. Not only did he get the lemonade, he got double the shot. of lemonade.
Come on now.
For everything
yes,
that he
did.
Went through.
Yes, it did. Well, I tell you, Pastor, I started reading that book, and I'm just sitting there crying. I'm like, oh, my God, this sounds like he's writing about me. This is me. And every episode in the Bible that you brought forth in the book, it just reminded me of all the things that I've been through. And it's like you're going through, you're listening to all of this, and then you get toward the end, and then you just get all this strength. But I tell you, at the time I started reading your book, I was going through something, so it just that's all it took for me. Just started but I'm telling you, the book is so touching.
Yes,
it's so touching.
Well,
it has so much.
I talk about Marvin Sapp in the book. Mm-hmm. I talk about different people in the book. Marvin Sapp, one of my greatest singers. I know y'all love him like I do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And every time
we
hear a song that he sings, it ministers to us in our pain. But Marvin Sapp wrote those songs. Those songs were squeezed out of his lemon season because God knew that we would need a song to refresh us. Marvin had to be squeezed and cut. You know, Oprah Winfrey was squeezed and cut as a child, molested by family members. But today she has a platform to give other people who have dreams around the world. She gives them a platform. I talk about Steve Harvey. One of the greatest comedians of all time.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things he said, I was listening to his radio show, and he said he was homeless in the beginning of his career. He was making $275 to $300 a week, and he would go to Rich Carlton so that he could bathe himself because he was homeless and nobody knew. And he went to Rich Carlton because they got those little hand towels in the bathroom. He said one day he was bathing himself, and he said he started crying and said, "Lord, here I am making all these people laugh, and I'm hurt, and I'm homeless, and I'm hungry." And he said, God said to him, "Son," he said, "I'm going to show you some things that you've never seen before if you just trust me." Well, long story short, just last year, Steve Harvey has put out two bestsellers. He's been on national television, sitcom. One of his books, that the first book he put out, was turned into a movie that grossed $100 million at the box office last year.
Yes, that's right.
He now is not only hosting his own radio show, his television show, but he's hosting the Family Feud. So every time we listen to Steve Harvey's show or watch his show, we are every time we laugh, we are drinking his lemonade. But he had to go through his lemons in order for us
to had to go through them lemons, didn't he?
He had to go through it so that we could have lemonade.
But it just,
so
you know, I had
that,
said, when he first started out on Pastor, when Steve Harvey first started out back in, when he started out on the radio, I told everybody, I said, this man here is supposed to be a preacher. I could tell it in his voice. I could tell him how he says things and the knowledge and the wisdom that he has. I said, this man is supposed to be preaching. And I'm still holding to that, and I will not step off.
I believe he will
be. It's coming. I think God is working.
That's why he did that recording that said God ain't through with me yet. He's not through.
I still feel, I don't care what they say, I'm still going to stick to that. Steve Harvey.
He's not through. God is just he's just an awesome God. And so it's just filled with stories of people who have all experienced something, but later down in life, God is using them today to bring a refreshing to those that they come in contact with. That's what it's about, those that are listening.
Yes,
that's what it's about. You don't understand it, but go through it. 5, 10 years from now, 3 years from now, you're going to be standing up. All of us got a book on the inside of us. You got a real Evangelist Pope. You got a book that you need
to
put out.
I'm trying to get this book.
You.
I got it out as much as I know how to get it out of it. But I tell you, I'm telling you, that's why I just cried so when I was reading your book, because I'm like, boy, you're talking about lemons. I think I got a book.
Somebody's waiting on your book. They're waiting on your book. They're waiting to be refreshed and healed by Evangelist Polk. So
well, you know what, Pam?
Don't keep talking about it. Just write it. Get it out.
What I want you to do, I want you to tell the listeners out there where they can get your book, how they can get your book, how to contact you, and the other thing is, also let me know when I can come minister in your church and turn your church up so that we can vocalize together.
That's right. Well, they can go to chrislwalker.com. That's chrislwalker.com. All the information there on the book and all of the national artists, authors that God has allowed me to get endorsements from, chrislwalker.com. Mm-hmm. They can also go to my Facebook page, Chris L. Walker, and find information there. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Lydekin. And so you can go to all those places, but chrislwalker.com or my Facebook page, and you can pre-order. The book drops July 15th. Got a big party at the end of this month. I'm excited. As a matter of fact, the first order that I have is already sold out. One of my members said, Pastor, you got to get on some more books because, you know, different ones. I'm buying 5, and I'm buying 10, and I'm buying 3. And I say, Lord have mercy.
Look at God.
Yes, you know. And so, and here's the thing about your testimony. Your book is not designed to sit on a shelf. Every pain you've been through, Steve Harvey is being paid for his pain right now. Marvin Sapp is being paid for his pain right now. Your lemons, God wants to pay you for your pain.
Jesus,
there's something God wants to bless you for your pain, and so go through it. Write that book. Write record that album. Start that business, whatever it is. Get it done so that you can be drinking your own lemonade.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Pastor, for coming on and encouraging us, inspiring us, and giving us some insight into just what it is to make the best lemonade that you can ever drink from, huh? Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes.
That's
well,
awesome.
I thank you so much for having me.
I thank God for you. I thank God for you. I tell you, I'm halfway through the book, I'm telling you, and I don't cry, so I need to stop. Now, when I go back, I need some strength, so I think this was my strength right here.
Amen, amen.
I got to go back with some more strength, because you can tell when you ain't been doing everything you're supposed to do, when you know that it's time for your lemonade, you know it's
yes.
time for your lemonade, because you've been
Absolutely.
Going through so many bitter experiences, and God is ready to go ahead and give you a lemonade, let you go ahead and pour it up. But no,
yes.
and when you somebody comes and you read a book like this, and it's like God has sent them minister to you in your life and what's going on, you just sit there. All
Amen.
You can do is cry. Yeah, I know, Lord, I know. Well, God is so good. He's always on time. He's always on time.
Yes.
And I would like to say thank you for being on my program. And
thank
and
you.
Everybody, I want y'all to go out and get that book, Lemons to Lemonade. I'm telling you, it will bless your life. It will
yes.
bless your life. Pastor, I will be in contact with you.
All right. We will keep in touch. God bless you.
You be blessed. God
All
bless
right,
you.
Take care.
Have a blessing. Right. Bye-bye.
You too.
Call me crazy, but I ain't crazy. We have a song coming from Aaliyah Franklin, Call Me Crazy.
They call me crazy. Love what I cannot see. Can't separate me from this love that I believe. I'm not crazy.
I hope you're in the house.
Yeah, I'm in here.
That was Aaliyah Franklin with Call Me Crazy. Did you get me?
I like it. I like it. Like it and love it. That was nice.
That That's good. That's good. We have her. Now, that was Aaliyah Franklin. That she came on last week, turned it up. And we got, guess who we got in the studio today? We got
who
her
we got?
Mother.
Oh.
Her mother.
That's sweet. Bless his name. Bless his name.
Oh, yeah. Belinda Franklin. I'm telling you, she is gone. She is a beautiful woman of God. I've been knowing her for over 30 years. Been singing.
That's a long time.
Been singing with her and all. Yes. Now, Belinda's a member of the House of God International Ministries out of West Palm Beach, Florida. And she's also a choir member there and a member of the House's Pure Oil Praise Team. She's been singing in different venues all over the south of Florida. And she loves to sing in different venues like banquets and concerts, and she's getting ready to put her first gospel CD. And right now you'll be able to hear her on her first release here on Glorious Gospel Vibes. But right now we're going to bring her in. Hello, 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 hello. Belinda.
Hello, hello. Suki, suki, as you would say.
All right, how you doing, girl? Suki,
suki. I am doing wonderful. I'm doing wonderful. I tell you, I can barely talk to you because I can barely be still. When I tell you, I want to just bounce around the room and bounce off the walls after hearing Pastor Walker. Oh, you talking about blessed me. As I sat listening to him, I felt that it was no coincidence that I was on the show with him today. Oh my goodness.
That's why I encourage everyone to please go purchase that book. I'm telling you, I was blessed to have that book.
That message spoke to a lot of people.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yes. And I will definitely be buying the book, but right now I can just live off the residue, you know, of listening to him. I won't be buying it for at least a week or so, maybe two, because I can just live off the residue. And one of the things that I love about him, I just picked up so much in such a short period of time, but one of the things that he did, he referred to when he was talking about the mother whose son was killed in the by a drunk driver,
and he
said that she was so low, and she was having a lemon moment. And I love that because that just reminds you to, you know, it gives you a way to view what the times that you're going through there, and it puts it into perspective. It's just a lemon moment or a lemon season before your lemonade. So that really blessed me.
I had the nerve to read it while I was going through a lemon. So when you're reading it and you're going through that, when the lemon is when you've been cut, you see what I'm talking about? And being squeezed.
All I can say, listen to that, it came to me. I say, it might be bitter right now, but it's going to get sweet after a while.
Mr. Derrick. Yes.
Y'all going to have to add some more water to my lemonade. It's going to be so sweet.
I hear you.
It's too sweet.
Yes, I hear you. That's what I'm looking forward to also.
Well, you know what, Sister Belinda? I want you to tell our listeners a little bit about you. We want to know about you, what you're doing. I mean, you got a new CD coming out, girl. What is going on?
Yes. Well, right now, I am working with my producer, who is Bishop Philip Dukes, and I have a kind of funny story about the way that we met, and you know the way that this came about. I actually met Bishop Dukes about 5 years ago, and at that time, you know, I was working, I was on my job, and you know, he came into the office, And, you know, he walked up to me and he was conducting his business. And as I started to speak, he said, "You can sing, can't you?" And, you know, I just said, no. You know, because I'm like, okay, who is this man, and why, you know, why is he speaking to me like, why does he think he can, you know,
just lied. That's what you did.
Yeah. So yes, I did. Well, yes, I did. And at that time, you know, I wasn't saved, you know, so yeah, you know, the lie just came out real quick.
Oh, no.
I said no. And, you know, he persisted. Mm-hmm. You know, I continued to conduct business, and he said, "Yes, you can. You can sing." And at that time, I just wanted him to get out of my face. You know, I wanted him to conduct his business and get out of my face. And I said, "No, I can't sing.
Okay.
But, you know, how can I help you to finish, you know, what we're doing here?" So he left. And fast forward to 5 years, you know, from that time. Back then,
mm-hmm.
I wasn't saved. I wasn't singing except in the shower, you know. And so here, some 5 years later, you know, I have, yes, best thing I've ever done. Falling in love with Jesus. Yes. So here I have accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior, and, you know, I have established a relationship with God. I joined House of God International Ministries, and I joined the choir, and I was asked to actually minister with a solo. So, you know, so I wanted this specific music for it. I said, okay, you know, I'm going to need this music. And I remember that guy who talked to me, you know, him saying he was, you know, he had produced a CD, he had his own CD and that type of thing. So I said, well, he has a studio and, you know, he plays music. So I looked in the records at work, got his number, called him, and he said to me,
wow.
Oh, I can do it. Come on over. You know, set up an appointment, got there, and found out that he couldn't do what I asked him to do, and he knew it before I came, but he wanted to get me there so he could talk to me. And he said, so you're doing a solo. He said, I told you you could sing.
Mm-hmm.
I told you that. And I said, you know, I said, well, you know, I sing a little bit. He said, oh, sing something for me. And I still, you know, had that spirit. You know, I just started singing Mary Had a Little Lamb. And just to, you know, not really sing anything for him, but just sing anything. Mary had a little lamb. And he said, you could see. He jumped up and he was so excited. So basically, you know, to make a long story short, we you know, got together, and I went into the studio, and with this first song, just like you stated, it's the first my first studio time, Only What You Do for Christ. And this song is just means so much to me because the message really ministers to me, and that's what I hope to do through my music also, is to minister to others and to encourage them. And what this song is saying is that you can do everything and anything on this earth. You can have all these things, material things, if you want, but when you come before God, you cannot say, "Well, you know, I drove that expensive car, you know, and I had that PhD," because the things that you've done for Christ, those are the important things in your life, and those are the things that are going to last, while the other things, you know, are going to just pass away.
We're gonna play Only What You Do for Christ. Oh God, we'll land.
Okay.
Let's give them a taste of just what you're talking about right here, Belinda.
Come on, everybody, let's praise the Lord in here. He's so worthy of our praise. live their lives just for themselves. They seek this world's riches and its wealth. The call of God, they push aside to go their own way. But remember this one thing, we must all stand on judgment day, and only what you do for Christ will last. You can have material things, accomplishments, and a PhD behind your name, but if you don't do what Jesus says, all your words, they are in vain. Please remember this one thing, there will surely come judgment day, and only what you do for Christ. It will last when time has passed away. It will stand as a test on judgment day.
I believe you have me confused with someone else.
Only God can do that, baby. Only God can turn that around. Only El Elyon, the Most High, can do that.
Yes. Yes, that is definitely true.
I'm not going to say what
all
I
All glory.
I'm just talking about
all
you.
Glory. Right. Well, I'll accept that. In all glory and all honor, it goes to God.
Okay.
Yes, it definitely does.
Minister D, this is the young lady that I told you about, that what me and her wrote the Ebonics book back in the day, before Ebonics even came out.
Yeah.
We had our
whole
book.
Unsaved Ebonics.
Yes.
Well, you ought to know. But this book,
I know not what she
if we had kept
I know
that
not
book,
what
we should have had that book published. We had stuff in that book that people don't even realize they'd be saying they say it today.
Yes. Do you remember Mouse Power? It's like MOWSPOWA, Mouse Power, and that is how many miles you're going per hour. It's a
mile
speed,
hour.
You know.
Mile per hour.
Mile per hour. He was going about 50 miles per hour. Yes. Mouse Power. Yes. And Globy, do you remember that the book started out, it was mostly written on little sticky notes, because that's how we started out, just noting things that we would say or other people would say.
Enemy didn't want us to put that book out, because we would have been millionaires by now. See, he didn't want, it wasn't,
yes.
I guess, I don't know. Maybe it just wasn't time for us to put that book out, but well, we're going to have to walk up again.
I got a real good Ebonic sentence for you then.
Okay.
I thought everybody on the motor sold at the liquor store.
Fill it in. You just gave me. Let's write it down. Fill it in.
I saw everybody on the motor sold at the liquor store.
Now, would that be LIKKA liquor? STOW stow. See, you gotta make sure you got the spellings right.
I don't even think I said liquor. I said liquor.
Too much.
He done said about 15, and that little, the little things that he just said.
Yes,
just
there
talked,
were so many in there.
He said about 15 words. He said, "For you then, air, which is air dash re, airy, air, which is supposed to be every."
And yep, y'all air. Was supposed to understand everything I said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Gloria,
everything you say.
Listen, Globy, I think that if we decided to start up again writing, we might have to get him involved, because I think he got us beat.
Got all the
Yes.
Oh, that's why we stay in prayer.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about.
He can come up with them, and you and I can put that translated into, you know, onto paper, you know, actually with the spellings, we can put it on paper.
Well,
I used to do buckwheat back in the day. They used to translate what he said at the bottom of the screen, but once he go on a real tangent, they just put up a bunch of question marks because they couldn't make it all out.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, that's only what we do for Christ will last. You see what the Psalms say? Now, this book got anything to do with Christ today? Huh?
Minister G.
Yeah, he did. He's good for those kinds of things. He better be glad that Sister Peppercorn not on here today. I'm glad she ain't here today, because it'd be a...
Sister Peppercorn. She got my nerves anyway.
See, this is what we talk about. This is what we got to pray for. He needs prayer.
Translation.
Minister. Only what you do for Christ now will last. You have to hold on to that, and you have to remember that, because you just do.
Well, I tell you something.
Okay.
Sister Belinda, I like you to tell you, listen, I want you to tell the listeners where they can get your information and how they can get in contact with you, you know, because I see in your bio, you love to venture abroad and sing at different conferences, banquets, churches. You like to do that. So we all do.
Yes.
So just let them know where you can, how they can contact you.
Okay. All right, sure. I actually can be reached by phone at 561-729-4377 or via email, and that's going to be BelindaFranklin09@comcast.net. And as far as that particular song, it is available right now on iTunes. So once you load up iTunes, you'll type in Philip Dukes. That's D-U-K-E-S. And you can locate the song, Only What You Do for Christ. And, you know, you'll be able to also check out from that particular album or CD, God of Deliverance. There are so many other wonderful tracks that that I'm sure that your listeners will love.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Ironically speaking, how many songs you got on now?
I have one song on that. You know what? I fell for that. I don't know. Why did I answer that? You're right. I just realized I fell for the banana in the tailpipe.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
How many songs you got on now? And how many songs now? You know, one song make me get up and I be shouting for. I like them shouting for songs. How many songs you got on now?
Translation.
I have the one, and as Globy mentioned earlier, I am working on a CD also, and I am going to let her know when that is available, and I'm sure that she'll be glad to have me back on the show because I've enjoyed it so much, and I've enjoyed talking to you both so much. So once that's available, then you know what? I'll make sure I have a shouting one on there just for you, Minister.
Yeah, Barry. Just for him, just because he's gonna need one after the show. Well, Sister, thank you for being on my program.
Y'all,
you see what I'm talking about?
Y'all, she's gonna let her know when it's gonna be available.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll let her know when it's going to be available.
available.
Yes.
Thank you so much for being on our program because I think, I don't know, he's been sipping in the wine and in the Morgan David in communion. I think he went in the back with the bottle, so I don't know what's going on. I'm really trying to figure out.
I'll drain them for Kool-Aid.
Did he waste it or did he waste down his throat or what happened? But we're gonna play another, try to get another tune here before we get out. But don't look good right now, but. God bless you.
Well,
thank
listen.
You for coming on our program. And
oh,
you and your
again.
Daughter be blessed because we enjoy both of you today. And I will
thank
be
you. Thank
continue
you.
To play your music. And you have a blessing.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so
God
much.
Bless.
Thank
you
so much for having me. Okay. Take care. Be blessed.
Bye-bye.
Be blessed.
Bye-bye.
See, some people, Lord, y'all know how it goes. We get ready to get on up out of here. We had a wonderful time today. We laughed. We got serious. We felt so. I'm telling you, that Lemons of Lemonade, y'all got to get the book. And see, pray for Minister D.
Y'all pray for me, man.
Because
I'm
see,
just saying,
giggling.
Man. You know what I'm saying? I'll give
pray
you the lemonade. And some Kool-Aid.
Yeah, see if you can ebonics that and get them lemons turned into lemonade.
Uh-huh. I'll finish,
have
you know what I'm saying.
Hey, everybody, we love you. Thank you for coming on. God bless you, Minister D, and everybody in Radio Land. Peace.
Holla.